This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, November 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. January at the earliest for Farm Bill. Bayer Roundup battle and USDA challenges seed farms. Lawmakers seek deal on Farm Bill extension. Leaders of the House and Senate Ag Committees are struggling to agree on terms of a Farm Bill extension. There's agreement that the 2018 Farm Bill would be extended for 1 year, taking it through September 30, 2024. The question is what to do about 21 expired programs that won't have funding unless Congress puts some more money into them. A source familiar with the negotiations said yesterday that the discussion still had a ways to go. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan has indicated she wants to see the expired programs get funding in the extension, but her House counterpart, Glenn G.T. Thompson, is concerned about taking pressure off lawmakers to finish a new bill in 2024. The question is, do we find funding for the expired programs, or do we use that as leverage to have us get our job done? I don't want to make an extension too good. I want to make sure that we're always incentivized to get our job done, Thompson told reporters yesterday. Now take note. Thompson concedes it will be January at the earliest before his committee can move a new farm bill. The committee's work continues to be slowed by the need for technical assistance from USDA, cost estimates from the Congressional Budget Office, and the lack of agreement on how to fund modifications to commodity programs and other issues. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters yesterday there are some creative ways to address the funding issue, and we should encourage Congress to consider them as quickly as possible. He did not elaborate. Bayer seeks reversal of a $175 million Roundup verdict. Bayer's asking a Pennsylvania court for relief from the $175 million verdict issued last month to Ernie Carency, who claims exposure to Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Bayer filed papers in the Philadelphia County Court of Common Pleas, urging the court to issue judgment for Monsanto, order a new trial, or reduce the excessive and unconstitutional damages, it said in a statement. The jury awarded $25 million in compensation and $150 million in punitive damages. The post-trial motion cites numerous prejudicial and reversible errors at trial, Bayer says. Company management said yesterday on an earnings call that Bayer continues to emphasize the science behind what they claim is a safe product. They also said Bayer had won 9 trials in a row before losing the last 3. Asked whether it would adjust its litigation strategy, Chief Officer Wolfgang Nichols said, "I think you'll appreciate that we constantly adjust our strategy, but this is probably not the right forum to discuss it." Now take note, on the earnings call, Bayer CEO Bill Anderson said the healthcare and ag company is looking at how to break off either its health or crop science divisions from its pharmaceuticals division. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA presses seed companies on labeling compliance. USDA is warning seed companies that they need to develop a set of best practices for complying with federal labeling requirements. In a letter to the top 6 companies in the corn, soy, and cottonseed markets, Agriculture Marketing Service Administrator Bruce Summer says company executives need to ask themselves whether they've taken steps to ensure their practices are in the interests of their farmer stakeholders. The letter stresses that federal regulators require seed kind and varietal information to be printed on seed containers or labels in a form that is clearly legible. This requirement allows a purchaser of seed to make reasonable and informed decisions. Now take note, AMS has finalized regulations requiring poultry integrators to provide more financial information to prospective or current growers before entering into contracts with them. New Mosaic facility in Brazil to aid fertilizer distribution. U.S. phosphate and potash giant Mosaic says it's the largest fertilizer supplier to Brazil. And a new facility the company is building in the northern Brazilian state of Tocantins will be a 1 million ton distribution center, the company's future CEO Bruce Bodine said yesterday during an earnings call. Bodine is scheduled to take over as CEO from Jaco Rourke on January 1. With destocking of fertilizers in Brazil, complete inventories are quite low and will need to be replenished before 2024, O'Rourke said yesterday. Strong Mexican demand boosts U.S. pork exports. The volume and value of U.S. pork exports are slowing a bit, but record shipments to Mexico kept trade relatively strong in September, that according to the latest trade data released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The U.S. shipped about 89,000 metric tons of pork to Mexico in September, valued at about $208 million. That's a 17% increase in volume from September 22 and an 18% increase in value. Pork exports achieving another $200 million worth in Mexico is fantastic, said U.S. MEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. But the good news doesn't end there, as growth in regions such as Central America, the Caribbean, and Oceania helped offset lower shipments to China and to Japan. USDA seeks input on specialty crop programs. USDA wants to learn how to better support the specialty crop industry, which, like much of the ag industry, has suffered losses due to natural disasters and dealt with pandemic-related disruptions to its market. AMS is seeking comments on how to best implement its specialty crops competitive initiative. Marketing, research, and competitiveness are among the topics on which AMS is asking for input. Commenters have 120 days to submit feedback. Well, here's today's He Said It. I'm willing to be here, but I don't think I would get it passed with all the grumpy people that would be here. That House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania saying there's not enough time on the House calendar in December before the holiday season to consider a farm bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, November 9th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.